Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden's open border policy at the U.S.-Mexico border has become a full-blown humanitarian catastrophe. U.S. Border Chief Raul Ortiz on Sunday.
We're working around the clock to expeditiously move migrants out of the heat elements and from underneath this bridge to our processing facilities in order to quickly process and remove individuals.
An estimated 13,000 Haitians have swarmed the U.S.-Mexico border since late last week. The FBI is reporting they have found the remains in Wyoming that is probably that of missing Gabby Petito.
Full forensic identification has not been completed to confirm 100% that we found Gabby, but her family has been notified of this discovery. The cause of death has not been determined at this time. We appreciate your continued support and patience as we work through this process.
The manhunt for boyfriend Brian Laundrie continues in Florida. USA Radio News.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
With the latest from the partisan spending package, Dan Naraki reports.
Senator Joe Manchin has reportedly suggested holding off on pushing a Democratic $3.5 trillion spending package. Axios reporting that the West Virginia Democrat has suggested waiting until 2022 to continue discussions on the package full of Democratic legislative priorities. That bill will get a vote in the House later this week. Congressman Kevin Brady says that the tax hikes in that package would be devastating to American families. The Texas Republican tells Fox News that it would also slow a recovering economy.
And most Americans think this country is on the wrong track and this is going to make it worse. It will kill American jobs, drive prices up even higher on families, and I think hook a whole new generation of the poor onto government dependency. First, this is an economic surrender to China, Russia, and Europe that will drive American jobs overseas and could kill up to 3 million American jobs over time. It is devastating tax hikes on Main Street small businesses, just as they're trying to come out of the COVID.
USA Radio News.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
As President Biden went back on vacation over the weekend, many crises continue. One is the U.S. military drone strike in Kabul, Afghanistan in late August. The president claimed the strike killed ISIS-K terrorists, but the following investigation revealed 7 children and 3 civilian adults were killed. Former Secretary of State Republican Mike Pompeo on Fox News says politics is an ugly player in this scenario.
You could see the political pressure, and if there was one thing that drove this failed evacuation, it was the arbitrary political deadline that President Biden set, the arbitrary cap on the number of troops that could be there so we could secure American departure and the departure of our equipment. Those things, these were all political decisions driven down to the military, and I'm confident that the military was under enormous pressure. President Biden said we're going to strike back at the folks who killed the 13 Americans, and we had a strike that clearly failed. It failed to deliver, to protect America, and killed civilians. This is just another piece of an evacuation that was driven by politics and not putting America first and America's national security.
It was the island's first volcanic eruption in 50 years. A volcanic eruption on the Spanish island of La Palma caused thousands to evacuate the area. No injuries were reported at this time. The island is one of Spain's Canary Islands, located off the coast of Africa. About 85,000 residents live on the island. Authorities plan to evacuate 5 to 10,000 people living in the area because of ash and lava from the eruption posed a threat to their safety. The blast happened on Sunday. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Six minutes after the 11 o'clock, or I should say, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Good to have you with us. Bill Martinez here. You can tell it has not been that long a day. It's all right. But thank you for joining in. And joining the team here as we continue to pursue the truth, no matter where it leads. Our next guest is author John Basie, and his book, Know, Be, Live, a 360-degree approach to discipleship in a post-Christian era. John, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thanks for having me, Bill.
Okay, let's talk about this book. What was it that sparked, woke you up at 3 o'clock in the morning and says, look, this is a fresh word and we need to get this out?
Yeah, great question. A few years ago, our organization's president, John White, asked me to be the general editor of this book. We as an institute, Impact 360 Institute, are concerned, as we have been since we launched in 2006, with holistic discipleship. And as you and your listeners would know, we are in a culture that is in crisis. We believe that we live in a present-day Babylon, and we need to be Daniels in this culture. And what this culture needs, what Gen Z in particular needs, the generation growing up, currently going through college as we speak, they need a holistic discipleship that focuses on know, be, and live, which is the title of the book, intellectual discipleship, character transformation, and living out that transformation day-to-day in their various vocations.
The generation, Gen Z, as you refer to them, they want to know what they stand for. No holds barred. I mean, they're at this point in their life, by experience, what they've been taught in universities, what life has taught them, maybe what they got at the church as they were growing up, and they've put it all, you know, together in their minds and trying to come out with something that is meaningful. And when they're able to discern that, they're going to be full blast into this, Dr. Basie, don't you think?
Absolutely. They're a very passionate generation, for sure.
And it's what's needed. It's what's needed right now. This is what needs to happen. We, you know, in earlier conversation, we were just talking with Adam Holtz with PluggedIn.com with Focus on the Family. And we have to get serious about this culture war and this war on religion right now. We've been too passive. We've just, you know, been distracted by things and think, wondering, does it really matter? But if we don't come back to the basics, John, and where we're really anchoring our faith and our lives on those hardened principles, not given by man, but given by God himself. If we don't do that and we don't adjust back to that, we're on a roller coaster ride. We're on an e-coupon ride of emotions and ideas, you know, pretty much, you know, what the early church had experienced, right?
Absolutely. And you talk about Gen Z and the importance and how are they leaning into the culture. One of the things that we're very aware of, as this is the generation that we work with day to day as our students, we have a credit-bearing gap year, Impact 360 Fellows. And one of the things that is so clear to us, Bill, in our work with them, is that they have had unrestricted access to a mobile device for as long as they can remember.
Exactly.
And this is the first generation that is true of. It's a challenge to get their attention when their eyes are constantly stuck to a screen. It creates problems in maintaining focus for sustained periods of time. And frankly, as we share in the book, a digital world has shaped their desires and their loves more than we would care to admit. John Stone Street, exactly. President of the Colson Center, mm-hmm. has a chapter right. in this book, and he talks about the importance of loving God and loving neighbor in that order. If you get that order backwards, we get the cultural pathologies that you talk about in your show and that your audience mm-hmm. would be familiar with.
Exactly. Well, and you're exactly right the way you lay this out, John, because that has become our worldview, influenced by these media oligarchs that they don't even believe in God themselves. And so we're taking instruction from false prophets?
Yes.
It's pretty scary, isn't it?
It's very scary, Bill. It's very scary. And there's no time like the present to be fully engaged with this young generation and a holistic discipleship that we think has gone missing. There are some churches out there, to be fair, that have done a good job at this. But as Dr. Gene Fant in the very first chapter of the book points out, most churches have failed in this respect. And with a concern for keeping membership, very often that is the main emphasis, yeah. as opposed to declaring the truth as the Bible and as God in his general revelation would have us learn. His word and his world are inextricably intertwined. They are linked together. And mm-hmm. as disciples, one of the keys to understanding what is the truth is to understand how is his created order and his word tied together? And how can we help Generation Z understand these things as it relates to truth and morality, and as they go through their educational process, Bill?
Yeah. Well, John, the fact of the matter is that God isn't about bricks and mortar, and the church has kind of lost sight of that, you know, in trying to be good stewards and, you know, to run churches as a business. God never asked them to run it as a business. This is a tough thing. I get it, because in any business you're in, even in your ministry, you get to that point and you say, how much are you living by faith? And that's something that keeps hitting me right square between the eyes on a daily basis these days, John. And
yeah.
it is, so I have compassion. I get it. I understand it, because I'm like, you know, the early Christians that said to Jesus, you know, Lord, help me with my unbelief. And I find myself asking that of Christ, you know, during the day on an ongoing basis is that God takes me to that, you know, that edge of my own faith, that precipice of my own faith, and says, you know, do you believe? And I go, wow. You know, I believe Amen. You, Lord. I believe you, Lord. But I just, you know, help me get to where you want me to be right now. Because by you showing me this, I can see that I'm not there, and I've got a journey to travel. And all I know is that if it's anything like the previous journeys, I don't want to do it without you. Right?
Amen. Absolutely.
Dr. John Bassey is with us, and our conversation will continue. Stay with us. We're going to break. It's just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
Christian, director of Master's Experience at Impact 360 Institute, combines themes of faith and present-day culture in a new book, Know, Believe, a 360-degree approach to discipleship in a post-Christian era. Dr. John Vasey continues with us. John, the order, Know, Believe, this is specific, right? I mean, because it's like these are building blocks that that get you to where you need to go in order to realize a vibrant Christian faith.
Indeed, indeed, Bill. It's a holistic approach. Our belief is that for the most part, churches, to the extent that they have focused on discipleship, most of them have focused on just one of these aspects, not all three. Mm-hmm. And so one of the key elements that we find lacking in so many discipleship programs is the intellectual discipleship, the knowledge mm-hmm. of God's word and his world. And Jesus, this is a shock every time I say it to my students or to an audience, Jesus was the smartest man who ever lived. We don't actually think of Jesus as being smart or intelligent, but as the book of Colossians points us to, he's the center of all things. In him, all things hold together, the second person of the Trinity, Bill. Yes. And therefore, he knows how the world works. So intellectual discipleship is key.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and again, this is so powerful. The knowing aspect, and the knowing aspect demands searching out. I mean, this is all consistent with the Word of God. We're told repeatedly. I think the crown of that is that he who knows their God will do mighty exploits. It's not so much about the mighty exploits. I mean, those things are just natural. I think it's in knowing God and understanding. And as you said, Jesus was quite clear in saying, hey, I am the center of the universe. And
right.
And here it is. It's if you want to be set free and, you know, and all that that represents, because right now, I would dare say this current culture is so far away from freedom. It doesn't even realize how it's being cooked alive, does it?
No, it doesn't, Bill. And one of the things in the book that readers would benefit from, the book is essentially a continuation of some research that we partnered with the Barna Group on in 2018. And one of the things we discovered in that research, Bill, is that moral relativism, the idea that morality is based on the culture in which you live, or even you as an individual, that's a more dangerous version called subjectivism. Mm-hmm. This is rampant in the belief structure of Gen Z. For example, the research in 2018 that we did with Barna found that only 34% of Gen Z believes that lying is morally wrong. Mm-hmm. Now, this is a real problem. We could talk about areas like sexuality. That's a huge problem. That's one of the more obvious ones that we talk about. But what about those believers, disciples of Jesus who claim him right now, who fall into that huge percentage that would say, well, you know, lying about my assignments, maybe cheating a little bit on my assignments isn't really so bad. We've got to be able to disciple in ways that help them understand this is not how Jesus would have us live.
Yeah, it's this is something the culture has been working on for a number of decades. This isn't new, and that's the gray area of life that somehow God's going to grade on the curve. And I got to tell you, Dr. Vasey, for me, when I had that confrontation with God. And because I was in the media business and everything was fast and loose and interpretive. And, you know, and then when I had to deal with God head on about this issue, I knew I was toast. I said, oh, God, please give me can I have a moment of life? I don't deserve this, you know, even ask you of this. But I can see how I've messed up because I've bought in into the big lie of the culture that, you know, truth is relative, that it's kind of okay, you could cheat and fudge a little bit, but, you know, God, you know, basically had, like I said, confronted me in such a way that I found myself, you know, worse yet, I mean, it's one thing to lie to yourself, but then you misrepresent God to others. I mean, the full weight and crush of that, Dr. Basie, was overwhelming for me. And for those of you that have maybe experienced that, it's crushing. It is, and you know what I'm talking about. But the on the other side of it is your relationship with God is now anchored in the truth, and that's what set me on the journey to say, okay, I've got to make sure that what I believe in is anchored in the truth. So, you know, I ran to the Bible. I ran to something that, you know, many friends would tell me, oh, Bill, when are you going to study the Bible? And I said, well, you know, I'm in, right now I'm studying the Zen of Motorcycle Maintenance. I'm, you know, I'm looking for God here. And, you know, so, you know, being raised Catholic, it was eventually what it was for me was the book of Romans. And you hear a lot of Catholics who find redemption and great understanding. And it wasn't like I was some sort of passive Catholic. I was very active. In fact, up until my senior year in high school, I still thought that the seminary was in my future. So, I was engaged, but I was also, you know, dancing with the culture at the same time. And as the Bible says, you can't expect to put coals in your lap and not expect to get burned, right?
Amen to that. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, you know, one of the things, Bill, that your audience would be familiar with is the Great Commission mandate in Matthew 28, Jesus commanding his disciples to go into the world and make other disciples. Mm-hmm. And so one of the things that Gen Z believers, those who are Christ followers, need to understand, and we need to help them understand, is that discipleship is for them, but it is meant to go beyond them. They are meant to be multipliers. And so the Great Commission is not just about praying a prayer and being saved. It, at a minimum, it involves that. But Jesus was saying, look, go and make disciples all over the world. And part of that goes back to two other mandates in Scripture that are often neglected. In my church circles, I don't know about yours, but in my church circles, the Great Commission mandate is the most familiar one. Go and make disciples, be missionaries. But there's another one in Genesis called the cultural mandate. Fill and subdue the earth, God told Adam. And that part of filling and subduing the earth means understand my created order. Come to cultivate it, whether it's literally a garden or perhaps it's a business in today's present day age. But then there's another mandate, Bill, that we find in both the Old Testament and the New Testament, the Great Commandment mandate, love God and love neighbor. And this is just so important for Gen Z to understand, to make sure that loving God comes first. And when we deeply understand what it means to love him as followers of Jesus, then and only then do we have the proper worldview to love our neighbors.
Exactly. Well, Jesus said it's not by food alone that he lives, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. We have to go vertical before we can go horizontal, right?
Amen.
To be of any value. And that's really ultimately what we want to do. We want to be a blessing for all the blessings that God has given us. And this is about holding to a biblical worldview that so many people today are so casual about, that even senior pastors in the pulpit today, I think it's down to less than 50%, John, that hold to a biblical worldview. And part of that is that here you've been blessed, you've been given the gospel, and naturally, you know, you would want to spread it and give it to other people. That's all part of discipleship. No, Be Live. The book will be linked on our website. Thank you so much, John.
Today, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217.
COVID vaccine alone will not fully protect you from the coronavirus. You also need to be vigilant. It is critical to take a reliable temperature reading with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's the only thermometer whose accuracy has been proven in more than 100 clinical studies. Vaccines may not be enough, and thermometer accuracy matters. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden's open border policy at the U.S.-Mexico border has become a full-blown humanitarian catastrophe. U.S. Border Chief Raul Ortiz on Sunday.
We are working around the clock to expeditiously move migrants out of the heat elements and from underneath this bridge to our processing facilities in order to quickly process and remove individuals.
An estimated 13,000 Haitians have swarmed the U.S.-Mexico border since late last week. The FBI is reporting they have found the remains in Wyoming that is probably that of missing Gabby Petito.
Full forensic identification has not been completed to confirm 100% that we found Gabby, but her family has been notified of this discovery. The cause of death has not been determined at this time. We appreciate your continued support and patience as we work through this process.
The manhunt for boyfriend Brian Laundry continues in Florida. USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Good to have you with us. We're going to be connecting here with Dwayne and Cindy Mullett in just a few moments as soon as we get our phone number challenges together. A new book, From Pain to Purpose, Rediscovering Joy After Suffering a Major Loss. Amazing that we're talking to these two today about their book. Their own personal story is heartbreaking. We've got Dwayne with us right now. Let's bring Dwayne. We're still trying to connect with Cindy. Hey, Dwayne, how are you?
Hey, Bill, this is Dwayne. Yes, we are doing well today. Thank you for the privilege to come and talk with you just a bit here. We appreciate that.
Well, and I think the timing is quite interesting that you're here today to talk about From Pain to Purpose, Rediscovering Joy After Suffering a Major Loss. Of course, there is a national story that has captured the hearts and minds of many across the country, as you know, you know, regarding Gabby. And it looks like her body possibly was discovered. We're still waiting on final confirmation of that. But all indications are that it was her body that was discovered out there in the Grand Tetons. And this is going to be a tough time for her family.
And
I would say, because this has become a national issue, this really, you know, brings the point of what you and Cindy have been sharing with us to focus. And there's a reason that you and I are talking about this right now.
Wow, I believe God has eternal purpose for everything. God wants to redeem all those ugly, ugly events in our life. And so, yes, God's timing is perfect.
And we've got, and speaking of perfect, Cindy just joined us. Cindy, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you, Bill.
Were able to connect. We were just talking, I don't know if you had a chance to hear, but we were talking about the timeliness of your book, and Dwayne had agreed that God's timing is always perfect. And interesting that right now, in light of a national news story about Gabby, has captured the hearts and minds of so many. And I immediately thought, wow, you know, interesting that you would come on the show. We'd have you on the show talk about certainly the pain that you went through and the pain that others have went through, but also the pain that no doubt is ahead, that the family of Gabby and people that related to her story that we're all feeling right now.
Yes, it was a very, very tragic story, and we were sorry to hear what happened there, and we will definitely be praying for Gabby's family and friends and all the people that it impacts. And we were never, you know, God never intended us to live in a world with so much brokenness and pain and death, and I really believe that it breaks the heart of God as well.
Amen.
You know, when he sees us suffering.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well said. For, you know, those of the audience that may have suffered recently, the loss of a loved one, a job, physical health, painful divorce, you know, loss is what is part of, it's axiomatic, this side of heaven, that we deal with this, right, Dwayne?
That's true. And there, you know, there's natural pain, which would be like health issues, hurricanes and tsunamis, different natural catastrophes. But then there's also moral pain. And moral pain, I see, has two different faces. One is the wrong moral choices that other people make that impact our lives, and then wrong moral choices that we make that impact our life. And so there will be pain in our life. And, you know, many people face pain on different levels. And it's not if we're going to face pain, but it's how do we respond to that? And that was at the heart of us wanting to develop a resource that, because there's a critical crossroad that we come to in that grief process when either, depending on what choices we make, either we become a victor or and an overcomer, or we become a victim. And, you know, and from pain to purpose, we wanted to give people the opportunity to choose to be an overcomer.
Exactly, because Cindy, that's the clear choice, and it's God has given us a free will.
Mm-hmm.
God also understood that we were going to experience pain. It was never His intent. He didn't want this for us, but it's also why He sent Jesus, which was kind of a reaffirmation to His creation that I'm still there for you. Yeah, I know it's tough. In fact, it's so tough that I'm going to send my son to be crucified and to go through all the suffering that he had to go through. But that just reinforces all the more how much God must love us.
Yes. Amen. And not only that, you know, we have the hope of eternity in front of us, you know, and even though life here might be filled with pain and suffering and, you know, but if we can keep our eyes and, you know, God, Jesus has shown us so many times in our journey that He was there for us. But not only that, you know, the hope of eternity, but I'll just briefly share a personal example. The one time I was, after Austin was diagnosed, our son, with his second cancer, he was like 6 years old, and I was just weeping and crying as I realized we're going to have to tell him again what he's going to have to go through. And I was just sitting out on our front porch, and I was crying, and I said, God, I know your grace is there for me. I felt your grace. But, God, how much can a six-year-old understand?
Exactly.
God, please show me that you're there for Austin. And, you know, it was about a week later that Austin came to me, and he was talking about the previous malignancy. And he said, Mommy, he said, remember when you and Dad would be with me and my stomach was hurting and we would take turns, you know, being with him until he was sleeping, rubbing his stomach. But he said, Mommy, the one night I felt, I woke up and I had a lot of pain in my stomach. And he said, all of a sudden I felt a hand on my stomach. He said, after that, the pain all went away. And he said, Mommy, I looked around the room. Nobody was there. And, you know, that was my answer. Jesus showed me he was there for Austin. you know, those next 10 years were very, very difficult. But the grace that was there was absolutely supernatural. And that is what Jesus is wanting to do for each one of you as a listener. If you're going through a painful time, he wants to show you that he is there and he will walk your storm through you. Sometimes he doesn't change the circumstances, but sometimes he changes our hearts and so that we can, you know, walk through those circumstances with his grace.
Amen. Dwayne, you and Cindy were married in your early 20s. It's roses and rainbows. You start a family, included a son, Austin, that she just, and a daughter. And again, here it is. You go through this situation where you lose Austin. Tell us the story.
Yes. Well, we had the amazing opportunity. I remember as a 14-year-old seeking God's direction, and unto the least of these became a theme in my life and through my teen years. 19, I was able to start with a prison ministry, ministering in prisons across the U.S., and then Cindy and I were married. She comes from actually she was an Amish girl growing up, and then as grade school years, went to a Bible school, summer vacation Bible school, accepted Jesus, and then she came to the ministry. We were married, and we traveled year round, going to prisons and churches across the U.S. After Austin was born, 2 years after we were married, we were home for about 5 months. We're starting on our first tour with him, and we were traveling Columbia, South Carolina, and had a benefit that we sang for on a Saturday night. He was restless through the night, and then the next day we took him to a quick care because of symptoms that we were seeing, and they gave him an antibiotic and for a little fever and what they thought was an ear infection. And we were headed out of Columbia for a service that night, a church concert, and Cindy, there was something in the urgency of her voice that she said, he's starting to turn blue, he's going limp, that I made a U-turn, I was going to head back to the doctor, but I pulled off the first exit because of him continuing to get worse, and we called the ambulance. And so he transferred to a couple hospitals, but then soon learned he needed to have a heart transplant. So that was the beginning of 3 heart transplants and 2 of our children, 2 cancers for Austin, and our daughter, Alicia. We built a whole house because of her extreme chemical sensitivities. And then
I'll tell you what, we've got to go to break. Let's pick it up from there. More from Dwayne and Cindy Mullet after this.
Released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
If you thought you missed the lowest mortgage rates in history, you're in luck, because they're back. Mortgage rates are near historic lows again. So if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 1.75% with a 1.94 APR. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 1.75% with a 1.94 APR. Now, second chances don't come often, and you may never see these rates again. So, refinance it and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 1.75%. Yes, 1.75% with a 1.94 APR. Call the experts at Network Capital now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the Financing Law. Number 603-787. An Equal Opportunity Lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
ExtendoVite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking ExtendoVite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered ExtendoVite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey, we're back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here, and we're talking with the authors of From Pain to Purpose, Rediscovering Joy and Suffering a Major Loss. And this is the story of their life, a redemptive story, a story of comfort, and a story of joy. Like with anything, you know, God says that tough times will be there, but joy will come in the morning, and there has been morning. And I'm not talking about the morning that makes you sad. I'm talking about the morning that brings a new day. Dwayne and Cindy Mullett with Dr. David Ferguson on this book. Dwayne, you were talking when you first you realized that Austin was in trouble. I mean, here you are. You're in ministry. You're off to another engagement. And Cindy realizes that Austin is turning blue. He's not breathing. You got some early indication of it, but now you rush back and you're thinking, okay, I can get back to the doctor. But then you realize you go, based on Cindy's reaction, that you need to do something a little bit quicker. And so you pull off the freeway, you go into a convenience store, and you get 911 on the line, and they send emergency personnel to help you with Austin, right?
Yes. Yes, that's correct. They transferred him to the first hospital, and then they realized they couldn't handle it there, so they set up a transport. Cindy rode with the ambulance, and the personnel thought that they had lost him on that trip because they kept telling Cindy, talk to him, touch him. And so it was just touch and go until he got to the other hospital, and then and I'll never forget, yeah, walking into that ICU, you know, with all the ventilator, the IVs and everything hooked up. Yes, it was a drastic switch of events for that, those couple hours.
Cindy, I remember reading that, and I thought that was interesting. Of course, this was a female EMT who, mm-hmm. she understood something at a whole totally different level. And that's why she told you, you know, to talk to Austin.
Right? That's right. Yes. Yes, that's right.
Yeah, just something supernaturally prescriptive in that, I thought.
Mm-hmm. Right, yes, and just, you know, and we had no idea what we were facing, but just you know, they say that when a child is going through pain like that, and, you know, their body's in shock,
hearing a parent's voice is enough, you know, sometimes to just help them to keep holding on. And I love that even just that spiritual analogy, you know, I think in our lives is if we know that Jesus is there, you know, we can hang on and we can, he'll help us. He'll be right there beside us, even though he doesn't always take our pain away from us.
Exactly. Cindy, as Duane related, many surgeries, I mean, that your family, you had to go through it with both children. And eventually, Austin, you know, hangs in there as best he can, but he passes away due to complications at 16 years of age.
That's right. Yes, after his second heart transplant. So, and our daughter, Alicia, now she's had her transplant for 23 years, which is very, very amazing and a miracle from God. And so we thank God for that. She's had a difficult road as well. But, you know, we love to be able to, rather than focusing on our pain, you know, just giving hope to people who are going through difficulties, knowing that there is nothing that we will ever face, that God's grace is not there. It's not big enough for, you know, to walk with us. And we just truly through our journey, you know, I think of the book of Job. I was just recently reading through that again. Mm-hmm. And Job 42:5 says, I have heard of you by the hearing of the ear, but now my eye sees you. And I can truly say that's what God did in my life. You know, I used to think if I was walking in his will and I was loving him, he's going to protect me from bad things. But so I had to struggle through those feelings of, you know, betrayal, feeling betrayed by God, feelings of fear and confusion. But I'm just so thankful that God has promised that he will be there with us. And he's definitely been faithful to our family.
Exactly. Duane, Cindy just brought up something, and that was my question, and I'll let you answer this, is that I imagine you had many why God moments. You know, why us? I mean, tough enough that we have one child. We have two children, both children. Wow. What was that like for you? What did you, you know, what went through your mind, and, you know, what was the conversation like between you and God during that period of time?
Well, I think that the why God question is a good question. We have to ask that question because when a difficulty, tragedy, when it happens in our life, there is a numbness. I think that's God's anesthesia that he gives us. There's a numbness first, and then there is a sadness, but then soon anger comes into our hearts, and we're angry because there's been a loss. And so if out of that anger, we go to the why God questions, and it's not why God, you know, with a fist, why God, why, it's why God, I don't understand, why God, this doesn't make sense. And then we ask those questions, and I think we need to get good answers for those questions because that's the critical crossroad, whether someone becomes a victim or they become a victor. And through those times, when we were asking those why God questions, it's like there were, well, Cindy mentioned the hand on Austin's stomach. There's certain things, there's things that God showed supernaturally. There's things that God did through his people. We were there where people came and they mowed our grass for us while we were in that, you know, hospital for the extended time. There's many ways people showed love to us during that time.
Go ahead, Cindy.
Yes, I was just saying that's, you know, God's faithfulness was so real. But, you know, as I think of people who are hurting so often, you know, and I go back again to Job's friends, you know, and at the end of Job, God, you know, it says his anger, like he had anger towards these friends because of what they were doing. And I think so often when somebody is hurting, we want to come from an intellectual and we want to speak to them from that perspective, rather than caring for their heart. And but it's important for us to remember they're not suffering from a broken head, but they're suffering from a broken heart.
Exactly. So, good point.
Yeah. Just being able to understand that and realize sometimes a person doesn't need you to say anything. They just need you to be there and to cry with them. You know, weep with those who are weeping is something that doesn't always come very easily, you know, for us.
Interesting you bring up the book of Job. I too was going through it as part of my annual travels through the Bible. And it's always been a particular challenge, you know, because as you read through it, it can be a bit tedious. And you're hearing, you know, it's the wisdom of man. It's not the wisdom of God. And when you realize that it is man's humanity, his friends, alleged, you know, speaking to Job, and, you know, sometimes it gets a little, you know, beyond the edge. And that's the stuff that I think that, you know, people can comprehend. But it really does come down to that one nugget that you pointed out, Cindy, and that is that there wasn't godlike counsel that was there to enlarge or uplift or even just to, you know, just come alongside. And even though, you know, I mean, here's Job, when they first saw him, they were just so astounded. They just wept, you know, looking at their friend that was a shell of himself. I mean, he was just, his body had been brutalized, and he's there just, you know, sitting in the dust, Duane, and they were just shocked by his mere appearance at the devastation. Mm-hmm. And as Cindy says, you know, in a sense that what they were looking at, yes, they saw the outward, but they saw the heart of a broken man who believed in God and was wondering, you know, he's asking why God questions throughout the, you know, throughout the chapters of Job, right?
Yes, yes. That is so true. And those answers, I believe there's good answers to those hard questions. Like, you know, life is just, someone said, a womb of an experience. Life is so short. Eternity is what we're created for. And I think you mentioned earlier about God being good. I think we, you know, our soul becomes enlarged. If we choose at that critical crossroad to say, God, how are you good? God, what are the ways you are good? Then I believe that we experience joy and sorrow at the same time, and we become just people that I've met, whether it's death row or whether it's in a church, or people that went through difficult times, but they've chose to trust God. They've chose to identify that God is good. You know, pain and suffering, evil, that, you know, that came when Satan fell, when Adam and Eve chose, when we participate today. That's how pain, evil comes into our world. But God comes to redeem all of that pain. And those are some of the concepts that have been just life concepts that we have that have become a part of the DNA of how we think, because mm-hmm. we've asked some of those hard questions and processed through our
exactly.
life.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Cindy, I like what you wrote here. You said the process of grieving and moving forward can be complex. Most of us have not been taught to grieve in a way that moves us forward, where we discover a new normal. This book is to prevent those grieving from getting stuck in unresolved grief and find healing and assurance that God cares for them and can help them heal. We got about a minute left. Go ahead.
Okay. Yes, I would say, you know, one of the first things when you look back in Genesis, the very first crisis that happened was when God said, it is not good for man to be alone. And so many times people get stuck because they feel alone. They don't have someone to walk through their journey of pain with them. And that's what we've been trying to do with our book, is have it, you know, as a companion tool and for somebody to walk with those, so that no one would ever feel alone. And so that's what our prayer is for this book.
What a powerful and encouraging book. And as you say, for small groups, especially in light of all the suffering and death that our country, that our world has experienced, highly recommend. This is such a super small group study. From Pain to Purpose, linked on our website.
Is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are
that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Do you want to give you and your